Good evening, this is Bill Satterlee along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz on the feeling of jazz. If you're a regular listener, you know that one of my favorite tenor players is Richie Kamuka. Fresh Sounds has a CD out entitled Tenor Ahead, and it features his quartet and his octet. I'm going to play something from his quartet this hour and something from his octet the second hour. The name of the tune is If I Should Lose You, featuring him on tenor. And it features, in addition to that, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Pete Jolly on piano, and Mel Lewis on drums. Thank you. That was the Richie Kamuka Quartet playing If I Should Lose You.
A couple shows ago, I featured the Clifford Brown Master Gross Quintet, one of the great working groups of the 50s, along with such groups as Miles Davis Quintet and the MJQ, Curtis Collins Quintet. In other words, this is a group that just toured the country, worked various venues all around the United States, and so it just wasn't a studio group put together for one recording session. This group included the great Clifford Brown on trumpet, one of the founders of bop drums, Max Roach, Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, which is Bud Powell's brother, and George Morrow on bass. This is from their initial album, which was simply called Clifford Brown and Max Roach, and this is a little swinger called Blues Walk. Thank you. was a Clifford Brown composition called Blues Walk from Clifford Brown Maxwell's album on the Marcy label, cut back in 1954, called Blues Walk, with Harold Land doing some great tenor sax work. By the way, all of these tracks I'm going to play tonight were on the Marcy label, which is a subsidiary, the jazz subsidiary of Mercury Records. So I'm looking forward to bringing some more of these tracks tonight.
I don't think we play much of Kenny Barron on piano. He's a really pretty good piano player. Verb came out with a CD entitled Other Places, featuring Kenny on piano, Ralph Moore on tenor, Rufus Reed on bass, Victor Lewis on drums, and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, doing a tune entitled Ambrosia.
Thank you.
That was Kenny Barron and his quintet doing a tune entitled Ambrosia from a Verve CD entitled Other Places.
To continue our spotlight on the great Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet, this is another Marcy album called A Study in Brown. Of course, it's Clifford Brown we're talking about. Again, this is a composition by the trumpet man Clifford Brown called Sandu.
Thank you.
Just been listening to a Clifford Brown composition, Sandu. Of course, that's Clifford Brown, who's a trumpet man in the Max Rose Clifford Brown Quintet. And I'd like to repeat the personnel in this particular group. I think it's worth repeating. Of course, the great Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach on drums, Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, and George Morrow on bass.
I'm going to play something by alto man Art Pepper from a contemporary CD entitled Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section, and it's a pretty great rhythm section. Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums doing a tune entitled Red Pepper Blues. The Red Pepper Blues with Art Pepper and his trio. I guess they got the name Pepper from him and from Red from Red Garland. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, we're going to now return to that Marcy album that was cut in 55 by the Max Rose Clifford Brown Quintet. Of course, Max on drums, Clifford Brown on trumpet. This is a little composition written by Clifford Brown again called Gherkin for Perkin. ¶¶ That was the again the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet from their album A Study in Brown, cut back in on a Marcy label back in February 55. A little swinging little composition by trumpet man Clifford Brown called Gherkin for Perkin.
I'm going to play something from Prestige Records featuring Miles Davis entitled Prestige 7109. It is entitled Bags Grooves, Miles Davis. And on one of the cuts, Will Jackson is playing Bags Grooves, but I'm not going to play that tonight. I'm going to play a tune entitled But Not For Me, featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clark drums. But Not For Me.
Thank you.
Miles Davis playing, but not for me.
Another album cut by the Clifford Brown Mastros Quintet was called Brown and Roach, Inc. Of course, again, cut on a MRC label back in August of 54 in L.A. And this is an old Harry Warren, Al Dubin tune that I'm not that familiar with, but, man, they wrote all of the great tunes from the 30s and 40s. This is called I'll String Along With You. Beautiful standard written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. I'll String Along With You. And on that particular track, Clifford Brown on trumpet and Harold Land on tenor sax dropped out. And it was just a trio of Richie Powell on piano, Max Roach on drums, and George Morrow on bass.
I'm going to play something that features all Chicago jazz musicians, the Mike Smith Quintet, featuring him on alto, Ron Friedman on flugelhorn, Jimmy Ryan on piano, John Whitfield on bass, and Bob Rummage on drums, doing a tune entitled Comatose.
Thank you.
That was Mike Smith's quintet doing Comatose.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour after this part of this next track. So please stick around. We've got another fine hour of mainstream jazz ahead of us. We're going to close out with Clifford Brown, Max Roach Group doing Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You.